Good morning. Today's scripture reading is from Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, and Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
It's a joy to welcome Pastor Kwan back to First Baptist this morning.
今天早上，我们冠牧师再次回到地基金会。
Most of you know, but for those of you who don't, Pastor Kwan was the senior pastor of First Baptist for a number of years.
你们大部分都会认识他，那如果你不认识他，他过去在地基金会做那个主任牧师。
He's currently living in Houston, but he's doing ministry in China.
现在他住在休斯顿，但是在中国呢，有服侍的工作。
He is a seminary professor, training and developing pastors to go out not only in China, but throughout Asia and other parts of the world.
他是神学院的教授，来训练那些的神的工人，不单是在中国，还是在其他地方出去传神的信息。
And he's going to bring a message this morning that is very near and dear to his own heart.
今天早上他会跟我们分享，在他心里面有很宝贵的信息。
So we welcome Pastor Kwan this morning.
我欢迎冠牧师。
Well, 弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我晓得我们这个教会是个很爱读神话语、很尊重神话语的教会。
I know our church is one that honors God and His word.
也是个以大使命为中心的教会。
Also, it's a center on the Great Commission.
那么，当我们读神的话语的时候啊。 耶稣基督所说每一句话，我们都会很慎重去了解。
So when we read the word of God, and every word is spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll pay great attention to.
然后每一句耶稣基督所说的话，背后都有一定的理据啊，就联系起来，你产生一种的改变，产生一种的运动。
And then every word is spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ that has a firm foundation, the word of God, and then it's going to help inspire us and move us to actions.
今天我要挑选的耶稣基督所说的两句话，一句是在马太福音的16章，一句呢是在马太福音的28章。
So today I'm going to share with you two words from our Lord Jesus Christ, one from Matthew chapter 28, and another one from Acts chapter 1.
那个马太福音16章，就差不多耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，他就说：“我要建立我的教会在这个磐石上头。”
Sorry, the word, one verse from chapter 16 of Matthew, the word Jesus said, "I'll build my church on this rock."
然后另外一节圣经呢，是他钉十字架以后复活升天了，他所说的是。 今天我们主要的经文是一个大使命啊。Another
the word that our Lord said would be what we're going to focus on today, our theme verse.
啊，是那么
The Great Commission.
那么马太福音16章那句话说，耶稣基督要建立他的教会在磐石上头，一般的了解是怎么样呢？
Now, what's the general understanding of the word of our Lord in Matthew chapter 18 that he's going to build his church on the rock?
这句话最能够给我们最有把握的了解，就是说，耶稣基督要建立他的教会在他的话语上头。Now,
we can most confident understand this word as to mean that he's going to build his church on his words.
换句话说，我们的教会如果要跟随耶稣基督，一定要按着他的话语。
In other words, if our church is going to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, that we must follow His words.
然后他有办法帮助我们建立我们教会，就建立每一个基督徒。
And then He will be able to help each one of us and also our church to build it up.
因为今天啊，我们这里就是教会，就是基督徒，基督徒就是教会。
here we have a group of this group of Christians, and we are the church.
然后要建立他的教会，就用神的话语的吩咐来做就可以。
And then when we're going to build his church, that means we're going to instruct in his words.
然后今天我们所看的另外一节圣经在马太福音28章。
Now, and then the other verses we're going to look at will be chapter 28 of Matthew.
是耶稣基督在他地上服侍、复活、升天的时候，也可以说是对我们这群信徒最后的一句话。
So after his ministry on earth and his crucified and then resurrected from the dead, then this is, we can say, is the last word that he has spoken to us.
这个我们称为大使命啊，是。 针对谁说的呢？好像刚才我说，当然是针对我们每一个信徒说的。
So we term this as the Great Commission. To whom was it spoken? And I just said that it is spoken to all of us Christians.
不是单单当时候的十一个门徒，还有跟随的耶稣基督一群的姐妹，有些弟兄了啊，不是单单局限在这一群人当中的。
Not only just to the disciples, the 11 disciples, or the small group of followers that in those days.
然后跟着呢，这个大使命啊，这提取的目标是什么呢？这内涵是什么呢？
Now we're going to ask what's the purpose or the goal of the Great Commission.
如果这个目标很清楚的，就是要万民做我的门徒。
It's very clearly stated here that it's going to make disciples of all nations.
那么，所以呢，那个万民呢，就等于说全世界的每一个人啊。All
nations, that means every person on this earth.
然后做门徒等于说，就做一个跟随主的人。And
to be a disciple is the one who a person to follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个使命是的目标是很清楚的。So
the purpose of this commission is very clear.
好像我们这个教会啊，so
like our church,
凡是能够愿意听耶稣基督福音的，愿意信耶稣基督的，不管这是哪个背景的人啊，我们都可以来到神的家。
So in this church, no matter what backgrounds you are from, that you, as long as you're willing to listen to the word of Jesus Christ and follow him, that you can come to his house, his home.
当耶稣基督给这个吩咐的时候啊，他是用一个命令的语气啊，来给这个吩咐的。
Then when this verse was spoken, it seemed to us that our Lord Jesus Christ is doing it with a tone of commandment.
是一个不停的做的有命令的语气的话来吩咐他的门徒。
It's a continuous, in the continuous tense, it's like a continual commandment that we need to do.
好，这个目标清楚了，大家啊。
So we're very clear about the purpose of this word.
命令的语气吩咐我们要对全世界每一个人来传神的福音。
So it's a commandment that we need to preach the gospel to all nations so that they become disciples of Christ. And disciple will be the Christians. And to be a Christian, to be a believer, you to be a student. The means is to believe in Christ.
然后呢，我们跟着我就问了，我们要完成这个使命啊，我们是怎么去运行呢？
Now, so then the next question we're going to ask, how we're going to accomplish this commission?
但很多时候我们看这段大使命的吩咐的时候啊，讲到要怎么完成的时候，我们马上的思维就是，有什么办法，什么行为啊？从这个角度去思考啊，这个是不对的。So
when a lot of times we think of this question, then we think about what methods, what kind of thing can we can do. I think this is the wrong approach.
这靠着人的办法，根本没有办法，没有可能完成大使命的。
Because if by our own human effort, then no one will be able to accomplish the Great Commission.
我感谢Joe刚才的祷告啊。
We thank Joe for his prayer earlier. I hadn't spoken to him, but he prayed that it has to be the work of the Holy Spirit.
对啊，是神的能力，我们才能有机会完成这个使命的。
True, that it has to be the power of God to help us to finish this commission.
所以神第一句话就说，天上地下的所有的权柄啊，都赐给我们。
So therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ said that all power and authority has given to me.
魔鬼没有办法阻挡神的计划的。And
Satan will have no way to prevent us from doing this.
耶稣基督已经死里复活。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has risen from the dead.
胜过这个世界的王,
he had already overcome the king of this world.
然后这个使命的源头啊, the source, 是从他而来的。
So therefore, the source of this commission is from him.
耶稣不允许这个使命去失败的。
And he will not let this commission to fail.
所以他一定会帮助我们完成的。
And therefore, he will always help us to finish it.
这个态度很重要。
So our attitude has to be very important.
当你每次想到靠自己来完成这个使命的时候，还没有开始的时候，你已经失败了。
And any time that you think of how you can accomplish it by your own means, then you already failed.
所以我们态度要正确。
Therefore, our attitude has to be correct.
就用神给我们看到的办法。
And we're using the methods that the Lord has helped us to see.
那么跟着我们看呢，神有几个的原则性的提醒， 要怎么推行这个大使命。
So then we're going to look at a few principles that the Word of God that help us to see how we can accomplish this.
第一个, 当态度准确的时候，神就说， 所以你们要去。
So that the first, as long as we have the right attitude, then the first one is to go.
那去是一个有动态的。
So the goal is a movement, right? It's a verb.
但这里没有说，是去近的地方还是远的地方。
Here it doesn't say whether to go to further place or just to go somewhere near.
当然从这个角度来看，这个动态的吩咐的代表，你在纽约、到非洲、到欧洲、到中国，都是一样可以推行大使命。
Now, of course, when you say go, it can mean that from New York to Europe to China to Africa, help spread the great accomplish the Great Commission.
也这个动态的行为是不停的做下去的。
And then this word go actually should be going. In other words, continuous tense.
大家听得翻译很好。希腊文是那个 participle, active present participle, 是一个不停的 ing, 这是 going.
Yeah. So it's the original word, Greek word means continuously doing it.
就是不管神放我们在哪里,
no matter where our Lord place us,
我们都要这个承担这个使命的。
We have the responsibility to shoulder this commission. Then when we go, what are we going to do?
根据那个十八、十九节的说啊，这奉父、及圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So in going, then we're going to baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Baptize这个施洗这个意念，就等于说啊，要将这个人啊，带领他能够叫他承认耶稣基督啊。
Now, when he says baptizing, it means that you're going to lead a person to acknowledge our Lord Jesus Christ.
认同耶稣基督是主。
To identify himself with our Lord Christ.
主就是神。
That he is God.
以不停地带领人家去认同耶稣基督是神是主。
So you're continually leading people to identify Christ, to acknowledge him as Lord.
所以这个信息啊，要是
So therefore, the baptize is actually also baptizing a continuous tense.
这个永远做不完的。
Yeah, it's you doing it all the way. No, cannot stop.
用一切的完整。
No matter what kind of circumstances.
每一个的机会。
You get hold of every opportunity.
从我们每一个言行当中都给他知道，哦，原来这个人是相信耶稣的。
And you are every action and every word let people see that oh, this person is a believer of Christ.
每一个态度给人知道，啊，这个人跟不信的人有点不同。
In every attitude to let people realize that hey, this person is different from a non-Christian.
然后神允许的环境当中，当然就最简单的救恩道理要讲得清楚了。
And of course, in the opportunity that the Lord presents you, you're able to clearly and simply present the gospel message. But in your whole life, your whole living example, you help people to not come to know our Lord Jesus. So likewise, we enter into verse 20.
要教训他们遵守。
We're going to teach them, actually teaching.
要是一个不停的将神的道理啊，运行在你的一切的决定当中。
In other words, let the word of God continually be expressed in your word and your actions.
这个是个研造跟深造的整体的融汇的一种的挑战。
In other words, teaching with your action and teaching with your word is a great challenge to each one of us.
如果我们愿意不停地这样做下去,
so if we're willing to continuously doing all this,
而且神的怜悯一定有效果的,
and then by the grace of God, I guarantee you there will be a result.
按着神的时候一定有效果,
and in God's own timing, there will be a result.
这个效果就是对方看到我们是怎么样的一个基督徒, 他有一天会相信耶稣。
And the result is that the other person sees how what kind of Christian we are, that one day he will come to accept Christ.
所以这个是整个人格的挑战, 整个人性的挑战, 如果我们不依靠主的时候,
and of course, this commission is a challenge to our own human nature and our own human characters. So if not by word of, by the power of God, who can accomplish it?
但是从圣经的, 圣经是一个基督教的历史的书啊, 大家明白哦?
But from the scripture, the book of the Bible, we can understand.
其实圣经就是神的工作的历史。
Actually, the Bible is the exhibit the work of God.
我们看到啊，这个工作啊，靠着神的能力，真的可以完成的。
And in the Bible, we can see all God's works by depend on Him, they are all be able to be accomplished.
很少见于我们从《使徒行传》第二章看到十一章啊，这就看到这个工作真是靠神来完成啊，不是靠人的。
In a little while, I'm going to use from Acts chapter 2 all the way to chapter 11 to let us see examples, glimpses of how we depend on God to accomplish this work.
所以我们人还是要去，我们人还是要帮助人家去认同啊，我们所信的就是耶稣基督，但是最终还是靠神的，不是靠我们说了什么的，或者去了什么地方的。
So we, as human beings, yes, we have to go, we have to help people to understand, to know our Lord, but ultimately it's the by power of God.
所以，但如果我们愿意这样做的时候，神的祝福而领导。
So then when we're willing to do likewise, then the blessings of God will definitely be experienced at each one of us. So the Lord said that I'll be with you always. Be with you and always is a blessing. So the Lord is going to establish His church, but He also going to bless us.
因为当我们蒙神所用来建立他教会的时候，最终啊，这目的也是使我们有蒙福。
So when we willingly obey Him to establish His church, then ultimately we all could be benefited by His blessings.
所以这个大使命啊，应该来说啊，应该称为大祝福才对。
So in the stricter sense, the Great Commission actually can be called the greatest blessing.
这重点应该是大祝福啊，然后大祝福背后的大使命，应该这样看。
Because the emphasis seems to me is the great blessing of God, and to receive the blessing is through the Great Commission.
所以兄弟姐妹，你看到神多么爱我们。
So brothers and sisters, how great love that our Lord has for each other.
他要祝福我们。
He's willing to bless us.
我们一定要按照大使命来做，才能够蒙神的祝福，能够承担这丰满的祝福的。
But in order to experience the abundant blessings, we need to go through the Great Commission.
但是很可惜啊，从人性的软弱当中啊，这个根本没有办法靠人来完成的。我们怎么来承担神的祝福呢？
But unfortunately, because of human weaknesses, we really unable to accomplish this based on our own strength.
但是话要转回头啊，虽然人有这个问题啊。 但是神啊，大于过我们，可以做一些超我们人力有限的事情。But
even though we have our limitations, but God's able to help us overcome our weaknesses to accomplish.
我盼望从《使徒行传》的第二章啊到十一章，证明啊是神这么帮助我们来完成大使命。
So I'm going to use Acts chapter 2 all the way to chapter 11, those events to help us to see how our Lord is able to help else to accomplish His commission.还有用神怎么帮助这个使徒行传初期教会啊，这个过程当中啊，来从这个过程啊来看看神过去怎么帮助我们这个教会。 And also we're going to see how the Lord in those days helping the early churches from Acts chapter 2 to 11, also to see, to reflect on how our Lord has blessed the First Baptist Church now has helped me first Baptist Church.
如果还没有看到，所以在这个教会做了多年了，会有啊，盼望今天长大啊，打开了眼睛啊，给你们看到本来应该看到的事情啊。
If you have been in church, this church for many years and you haven't seen it or experienced it, then I hope today's sermon will help you open your eye, see what the Lord has accomplished.
看到神怎么祝福我们。
And have seen the Lord, how the Lord has blessed us. And so when the Lord bless us, I mean including you. So today my sermon has a very clear purpose.
启示圣卷啊，这个神这个大使命吩咐过以后，使徒们理论上头啊，应该去马上去完成这个大使命，对不对？
Now so we see that in a normal sense that after disciple received the Great Commission, then of course, humanly speaking, they should right away go out and try to accomplish it.
他们看到耶稣基督死里复活,
they saw the Lord resurrected from the dead.
耶稣基督他的教训是这么的充满了权威,
and then his how authoritative will be his teachings.
可能你说，哎呀，狄先生，我看不到大使命，因为那个瓜牧师长大，我这这这。 听不明白，所以看不到，有理由啊，你可以这样说。
You can say that while the Great Commission and Pastor Kwan preach, I can't understand what he's talking about.
多年来我看不到大使命，这瓜牧师这样讲道。Many
years I've heard him preach the same message, and he's been telling us, but I couldn't see.
嘿，大家兄弟姐妹，出去教会兄弟姐妹是听耶稣基督讲道啊。But
brother and sister, I let you reread. Did you realize that actually the early church they actually heard the Lord taught them?
所以连耶稣基督讲道啊。
But unfortunately, even when the Lord Jesus Christ taught them, they couldn't see it.
所以如果以前你埋怨了，我现在千万不要埋怨Pastor Gary.
So if you're going to blame about me, then not helping you see it. Don't blame Pastor Gary for not helping you see it.
那时候，他耶稣基督讲了，这门徒都看不见。
But even when our Lord Himself couldn't help the disciples to see His commission.
但是我们做牧师的，不会因着节有希望的。
But the word of God will not be hindered by such a disappointment.
我也不会希望的。
I also will not be disappointed. Because I believe that it's the word of God, not my word.
解放这帮人受捆绑的心呢?
So how God liberated the hearts of this group of people? In the first group of believers, they're all Jewish.
他很相信犹太教这个文化这个传统啊，他这些捆绑呀，将他们完全锁起来啊，或者绑起来，锁起来。
They truly believe in their Jewish religion, so it's almost like that belief kind of bound them, confined them.
所以首先要解决这个问题。
So the first thing that need to be resolved is this thing, this confinement.
神怎么解决这个问题呢?
So how God resolved this problem?
使徒行传第二章，我发现啊，这个耶稣基督复活今天以后啊，给了大使命啊，复原啊，在五旬节的时候啊，神允许很多很多不同的犹太人啊，从不同的地方来到耶路撒冷。
So in chapter 2 of Acts, we see that after the Great Commission is given, then In Jerusalem, when it's the Pentecost, there are a group of Jewish people from different nations coming to Jerusalem to worship.
如果你留意看第九节到十一节，其中包括有非犹太人啊，亚伯人都有。
And then if we look at chapter 2, verse 9, read carefully, you realize that not only just Jewish people, but also people from Africa, from Arab nations, and so on.
那么当时的门徒啊, 就用个人的乡音啊，就是他本来的土语啊，对他们讲话。
And then the disciples start to use their own native languages, means the people from different areas, their own native language to speak to them.
从神水的观念，这个不同的乡音啊，不同的当地的土语啊，我们称为方言。
So theological speaking, all these different native language we call as the tongues. Okay.
所以当时门徒啊，忽然都可以讲不同的方言啊。So
in those days, suddenly the disciple capable of speaking different people's languages.
啊，这是个神迹来的。This
of course is a miracle.
但很多时候，当我们看圣经的时候呢，我们这些眼光就看到啊，有神迹，有福音啊，但是有方言，甚至现在我们教会，我们要追求方言了，不然我不能福音。
So when we look at what's going on, and then our focal point is on the miracles or on the languages, on the tongues. Or that's what we're going to need to pursue after having the speaking in tongues.
更忘记了这个方言背后能够做神迹的就是神啊。 我们忘记了做神迹的神，整天就整天追求这个神迹。
But in the process, we forget that actually the God who performed the miracles.
其实,
that we just focus on want to get the miracles.
但是其实神为什么有容许这个方言出现呢？
But we need to ask why would God allow speaking in tongues, the miracle of speaking in tongues to happen?
这个容许当时的门徒讲各个国族的土话。 其实最主要的目的就给他们从很保守的犹太人这种传统风俗当中能够释放出来。So
it seems to me that the purpose is so that they're able to be liberated from the confinement of their Jewish culture. They're able to speak to people who are not from their own culture.
给他没有一个藉口，说这个不是犹太人，我什么言语不通，文化不同，就不能够跟他们讲到神的事情。They
cannot have excuse that, oh, I cannot speak their language, so because they are not Jewish, so I cannot share God's message with them.
如果这种态度，怎么可以推行大使命？
So if you had this attitude, oh, I cannot, because they are not my group, then how can you accomplish the Great Commission?
所以神第一个就是要打破
So the God's first piece of work is to break through this unhealthy kind of attitude.
给他们知道，原来他们可以对各个族、不同背景，甚至亚伯人、非洲人，都可以传福音的。
To let them know that they were able to share the gospel with people from different culture, different background, even from different ethnic group and countries.
证明神是爱这些人的。
And also to show them that God also loved these people.
犹太人爱这外邦人很难哦。
You know, in those days, to have the Jewish person love a foreigner is very difficult. They consider them to be unclean. They cannot be friends with them.
所以当耶稣基督给他有这个吩咐，要万民做我的门徒的时候，这好像找玩笑一样。这帮人能看到外国人都说这个所谓的外国人就是不犹太人啊，就是不解的啊。
So when the Lord gave them the commission, you make disciple all nations, they in their heart they might thought, wow, these people are unclean. How can I share them with the gospel?
这个是个人性的问题。
So this is human nature.
你不要整天骂犹太人，我们不管你是哪个种族背景出来，我们心中都有这种的态度在当中。
You can't criticize the Jewish people because you honestly speaking, if you examine yourself, you yourself also have this kind of, more or less, this kind of attitude.
第一关要过的，神帮他们过。
So the first barrier is to break through their own culture, their inner circle's sense of feeling that the Lord helped them break through.
然后跟着呢，那个事情发生过以后，跟着发生了更奇妙的事情，老比的他们的主人牧师长大。
So more wondrous thing happening. So their old pastor Peter,
senior pastor Peter preached.
3,000 came to Christ.
但如果你留意，彼得跟着讲道，他是用他的可能不太很标准的或者破破烂烂的希腊文讲道。
So if you pay close attention, actually Peter spoke by using perhaps his not so complete Greek languages.
每一个懂得希腊文的圣经的，不要说是学姐，都知道彼得的希腊文真是。
So people who understand Greek, you realize Peter's Greek is not that great.
不要说他讲错，但是文化水平都是蛮低的，总的希腊文。
We're not saying that he's misspoken, but then his grammar's very low level.
跟着呢，神就允许彼得用最普通的言语对所有的人讲道，整天有3000个人信主。
But allowing Peter to use very common language to speak to people, then the 3,000 came to Christ.
这是神的工作。
Of course, this is the word of God. So the Lord wants them to know that as long as they're willing, the people will come to Christ. So this is the word of God.
那么当然，然后神就允许教会在很少的人数当中啊，从第二章就记着慢慢的成长。
And then you can see from chapter 2 onward, slowly, slowly, the church increased in number.
慢慢的将他们这些犹太人单单是看自己，不看别人这种文化的捆绑啊，当中释放出来。
So, and slowly, slowly, this group of Jewish Christians, they are being liberated from their narrow Jewishness and being set free.
但是这个大使命还没有行出来。
But unfortunately, the Great Commission hadn't been carried out yet. Because they only preached the gospel in Jerusalem.
所以改变了小小，还没有办法，要他们真是认真的推行大使命。
They have changed a little bit, but they need to more to be pushed to accomplish the Great Commission.
从这个角度看啊，你们在纽约 City 啊，在这个教会。
So looking from this perspective that you in the New York City and you worship in this church. So in this big family we see brothers and sisters from different backgrounds, coming from
different backgrounds.
So I hope that you realize that it's through this being processed, being together here, that our Lord is helping you to be liberated from your own self, from your own cultural superiority, to see that all other people actually are not different, similar.
神就给勇气啊，你们讲你们的英语啊，给对方能够明白啊。
And the Lord will give you the courage to speak. Perhaps your broken English to other people so that other people can understand.
神就给你这个爱心啊，去接受那些讲 broken English 的人。
And then the Lord also will give you the attitude of love to accept those who speak broken English.
这个才是要遵循大使命的应有的态度。
Now, and this all necessary if we were going to obey the Great Commission.
神允许这个环境慢慢去改变我。
So the Lord allowed this environment to slowly change each one of us.
所以你们要争取这个服事的机会呢?
And therefore, I encourage you, you got to get hold of the opportunity to serve.
以前有个中文堂的姊妹告诉我，我鼓励她去服事，她告诉我，哎呀，牧师，我不能够服事的，在这个教会。
So a Chinese sister at one time told me when I encouraged her to help serve, she said, no, I can't serve in this kind of church.
我没有说你去英文堂要求 Pastor Gary 给你讲道，我没有说这个。
I told her that I didn't ask you to ask Pastor Gary let you speak.
我说我鼓励你去托儿所啊，服侍的那个小孩啊，不是托儿所，是好像是两岁到五岁这个年纪。
I told her that I only encourage you to help out in the children's department.
那个姐妹说，哎呀，这小孩笑我的英文呐，我还在笑我的时候，我就一直都不肯讲。
Oh no, she said, no, the kids will laugh at my broken English, so when they tease me, that I couldn't speak, you know.
我要认识这个小孩的妈妈，她的妈妈的 English 比你更 broken 啊，为什么你怕？
So I told her that no, don't worry, because I knew that the mother of this kid, that her English is worse than yours.
所以你是帮助你的小孩接受他的妈妈，这个是个好事情啊！我说。So
that if you help in children department, actually you are helping the kid to accept his own mother. So actually it's a good ministry.
预备这个kid，这个小孩将来更明白什么是大使命。
And then the kid who grows up to actually more easy to accept the Great Commission.
所以很多在我们教会能够发生的事情啊，长远是神有奇妙的。
So many things that happen in our church in the long perspective, this our Lord has His own wisdom among us.
好像你看到没有啊？使徒行传，神不是这样的预备这帮犹太人吗？
So it's just like in Acts, you know, the Lord through different circumstances preparing this group of Jewish Christians.
那么后来真是这帮犹太人啊，真是可以遵行大使。
So then slowly, you can see later on this group of Jewish Christians, they able to obey the Great Commission.
但是神虽然神预备他们，但要他们既甘心情愿的，激动激绝去，还是很难。
But even though they're being prepared, but to help, but to be willingly going out is not easy.
但是神还怜悯，在第二章第七章当中，神还给他们一段的时候，教会慢慢的成长。
So by God's grace, God, their church continues to grow.
但是神从来没有放下他要求教会遵循大使命的，他们一定要去取的。
But in the process, the Lord hasn't dropped his requirement that you have to go out to preach the great to accomplish the Great Commission.
所以到了这个第七章的时候，神的允许的逼迫来到了。So
that in chapter 7, we see that the Lord allowed the persecution to come upon them.
使提反受难。Stephen
was became martyr.
但是在受难的过程当中啊，就实验了一个人叫扫罗。But
then in the process of him dying for the Lord, then there was a person called Saul.
后来这个人就称为保罗，大家知道是谁啊？
Of course, we know that later on this person became Paul.
那么神要推行大使命啊，神使用。 保罗成为一个很主要的人物，很明显的。And
then this Paul later on became the central figure in carrying out the Great Commission.
保罗出现，那是神的工作。So
the appearance of Paul as Saul is the word of God.
教会怎么会产生这个保罗出来？这没有可能。
How can the early church produce a Paul?
所以同一个道理啊，同一个道理。有些我讲到这个道的时候，有些兄弟姐妹问：“哎呀，牧师不要说了，我们教会永远没有破的，永远没有破的时候就永远没有大使命。”So
you may say that, well, now, Pastor, I don't need to continue. We know our church will never have a Paul. So if no Paul, we can't accomplish the Great Commission.
我说全世界只有一个破啊。So
I'll respond by saying, well, in this whole world, there's only one Paul.
但是啊，其实神呢没有需要第二个Paul。
And yet the Lord doesn't need another second Paul.
但是我明白这个道理的时候啊，如果是神的工作运行啊，可能当中你们几个人加起来就是Paul了，你有没有想过这个？
But if you can understand the principle behind and realize it, then maybe a few of you together you will become a Paul.
他们了解神的呼召。
They understand God's calling.
将自己的恩赐搭配起来。
And then you combine all their gifts together.
克服他的民族性的软弱。
And then they overcome their ethnic weakness.
这个岂不是Paul的精神吗？
So we can say this would be the spirit of Paul, being a Paul.
我很欣赏Pastor今天在这里，我举个例子大家明白。
I really appreciate our Pastor Bill. Among us today.
Pastor Bill 是一个很不错的宣教师吧。
I think that he's a pretty good missionary.
有宣教的精神。
He has the spirit of being a bishop.
他整天在对我说。
So the whole day long he keeps saying to me.
神兴起个犹太人。
Oh, God raised up the Jewish people.
那是我们的宣教师David Sada。
But our missionary David Sada.
他叫神的兴起个Hungarian 就是他。 Bill Rusa。 Hungarian.
Oh, okay, but then also our Jewish missionary that we support, David Zoda, will say, "Wow!" Then God also raised up a Hungarian, who's Bill Rusa.
感觉 Bill Rusa 说，哦，神的兴起个 Chinese, 一个 Chino, that's Pastor Guan.
So Pastor Bill will respond that, "Wow! The Lord raised up a Chinese person, Pastor Guan."
三个人绑起来就好像保罗一样了，他说。Then
the three of us together became like a Paul.
是他说的。
That's what he said.
你看了没有？ 神会兴起保罗的。So,
brothers, can you see that the Lord will raise up another Paul?
我们三个人都不同的 ministry 啊，不同的工作。
But in different ways. So three of us, we are all in different ministry, different kind of work.
一个是专门做犹太人的服事。
One is focused on the Jewish people.
Pastor Bill 是个有全世界观念的人，他做全世界的服事，但最近啊。 他考虑要做，我可不可以讲啊？Pastor Bill不可以讲啊！他要看到神另外他引导他的另外一个服事。So
Pastor Bill has a worldwide missions a vision, but so recently he felt that the Lord is leading him to a special place.
但是我现在主要啊。
So currently, for myself, I'm doing ministry among Chinese people.
但是我们中文当中啊，跟我同工很多很爱主的，很有能力的，啊，办我的同工啊，他没有我这种的，在你们当中啊，30多年社会栽培的经验啊，都没有一个都没有。So,
but many of the my Chinese coworkers who doing the ministry currently with me, they don't. None of them have this kind of experience that you have. That means you. That I have, or also you have, that ministry among different nationals.
对，你栽培了我，我栽培了你。这个经验，大部分的我的同工啊，做中国服事的，没有的，完全没有。
You minister to me, and I minister to you. This kind of experience, my Chinese cooker, many of them, they don't have this kind of experience.
虽然他是很伟身，才干很高，恩赐很高的，但是没有我这种的。 这是神允许领导的 experience 的经历啊。
They very devoted. They have they have great knowledges. They have great experience, but they have great training. But none of them had this kind of experience that I'm having.
中国的家庭教会啊，是好像这个没有发光的宝石一样。
So the talking about Chinese church, the family church or the house church. I can describe as like a unpolished gemstone.
当中啊，很多很伟善啊，还有很有才干的兄弟姐妹愿意奉献自己。
There are many of them were gifted, they have willingness to give themselves.
他们现在除了在很困难的环境当中，继续的服侍主，继续的带领人信主。And
currently. The religious environment has been very difficult, but they continually, willingly, and faithfully to serve.
有人问我，全世界的中国的分布全世界嘛，中国人啊，最多人信主的比率的国家是哪里？你知不知道在哪里？
So you know that around the whole world, there are all there are different places with Chinese. So you know what the highest percentage of people coming to Christ.
我首先告诉你，自由的国家的比率。
And the free world, I let you know.
台湾,
Taiwan is the first one.
不到2%。
The percentage of Christian Taiwan not more than 2%.
有些比较多一点，都是2%到3%。
Perhaps some other survey, but no more than 3%.
香港,
Hong Kong,
自由国家,
it's a free country.
5%, 5%。
Christians 5%.
美国自由国家了哈。
In America, we are free world in the top of the free world.
神学院啊，什么都有。
We have seminaries, we have churches, we have many things.
信主的，带着中国背景的人不最多 5%。
But Chinese, for Chinese who believe in Christ, no, the maximum 5%.
马来西亚不到 5%。
Malaysian Chinese not more than 5%.
新加坡比较多一点。
Singapore, they're probably a higher percentage.
新加坡很难说谁是华人，谁是新加坡人，谁是马来人，不知道这谁是谁。
No, of course, Singapore is a multi-ethnic country, so very hard to say who are the Chinese.
Who's who? 最多是10%。
他们的老百姓是基督徒。 Perhaps maximum among Chinese is 10% Christian.
包括那些非基督徒了，放在进去啊，包括那些非华人。
Perhaps in Singapore, including the non-Chinese, they are about 10% Christians.
中国大陆啊,
but in China,
最保守的估计啊，都要 7% 这些。
The most conservative estimate will be at least 7% of who are Christians.
有 7% 当中啊，超过1/3。
And then among the 7%, at least 2/3 or perhaps 3/4, they are all Christian in house churches.
在过去的10年，最保守的估计啊，派出去宣教是15,000人。
And then the most conservative estimate in the last 10 years, these house churches they have sent out 15,000 missionaries overseas.
在所有中国大陆的主要的学校，虽然政府管制的很严格啊。 人家最保守的估计是650个 Camp Crusade 校园传道会同工。
Even though the very restrictive in China, but then the most conservative estimate that at least 650 Campus Crusade for Christ workers and on campus.
不，这个不是美国进口那些。
And these are not foreign coming from foreign abroad, but they are all locally born.
所以你看神的工作多么奇妙。
So you can see how wonderful the work of our Lord is.
大使命的兴起啊，是神自己的作为。
The Great Commission in order to accomplish is the work of God Himself.
虽然现在没有一个保罗了，但是我们加起来，保罗的精神啊，是可以全在我们当中。
So even though we don't have a Paul.But then when we act ourselves together, the spirit of Paul actually is very much alive.
我不能讲太多，最就三个月以前。
I can't say too much, but at least 3 months ago.
其实我现在服事主要是神学教育。
Currently, my own ministry is in the seminary education.
叫硕士班的课程。
I'm teaching a master degree.
现在我还参与那个成为一个博士班的我是他们的大龄同工 ，director of a doctoral program.
And then, yeah. So, and then recently, I started to become a director of a doctoral program.
我们学生不少。
We have quite a few students.
这等于说，蛮多大学生愿意奉献。
In other words, there are a lot of college students. They willing to commit themselves to serve the Lord full time.
大家都不明白前途会怎么走的，他们愿意。
And in, among the political environment, none of them will know what their future will be.
美国的神学最大问题是学生不够。
In America, the great first problem of seminaries here is that we don't have enough students.
中国大陆的问题就是很有资格的同学我们不能够收，因为太多。
But in China, they are around. There are a lot of qualified students. We can't have the ability to enroll all of them.
去年我办那个 doctoral program 啊，博士学位，我有27个同学申请，都是条件符合的，我只能够收，最后收了19个。
So last year when we started the doctorate program, we have more than 20 well qualified applicants, but end up we can only take in 19.
所以神的工作是没有人可以阻挡。
So we can see that.When the Lord works, nobody can prevent it.
所以我们当中可以兴起蛮多保罗的。
So among us, together, that the Lord can raise up many Pauls.
所以跟着神除了兴起保罗啊，神就兴起彼得，你不敢这样子。
But then, beside Paul, the Lord also raised up Peter.
彼得是耶路撒冷教会的主任牧师嘛。
Peter being the We can call him the senior pastor of church in Jerusalem.
可以称他不是 senior pastor， 但是老大哥是大家承认的。
Of course, they don't have this term, but everyone acknowledges him to be the head.
他是个很保守的犹太人。
He is a very conservative Jewish person.
他可以讲道，可以为主受苦，为主怎么都可以，但是要改变他不是个犹太人，真是很难的。
But.He can suffer for the law. He can preach. He can do a lot of things for God. But then you want to change him to break out the Jewish mold is very difficult.
不知道有什么理由了哈？圣经没有说。然后在这个《使徒行传》第九章啊，就讲到啊，那个彼得啊，怎样去短宣啊，愿意离开他犹太人的环境。
Now in chapter 9, then we suddenly see the story about.Peter willing to went out to have a short-term mission.
他愿意的时候，神就工作。
But when he's willing, then the Lord will work.
那前话等于说啊，他就在短宣的过程当中，有一天啊，他在可能在静默祷告了，就忽然听到啊，看到啊神啊在天上掉一些东西啊，然后他去吃是不解的东西哦。
So to cut the story short, one day, so when his short-term mission trip.Then maybe he's in his prayer or his meditation, he saw that a net coming down with unclean good that the Lord wanted him to eat. So right there, the Lord is teaching him a spiritual lesson.
因为犹太人看外邦人是不解的。
Because the Jewish people look at the Gentile as unclean.
所以要带着这种态度，怎么进行大使命啊
？So if you have this attitude, how can you accomplish the Great Commission？
反正我们中国人举个例说不要埋怨其他种族的。我们说我们自己中国人，说自己中国人。
So like not to use other ethnic group like you Chinese though。
我们中国人不喜欢黑人。
You may not like the blacks, you may not like the white people, or so on. So how can you accomplish the Great Commission?
你不喜欢西班牙人,
you don't like the Latinos. And then you gave them a nickname that's not so...
对不起啊,我主内的黑人,白人,西班牙的兄弟姐妹,我们中国人有些时候啊,这是蛮种族歧视。
And so I really, on behalf of being Chinese, I want to apologize that a lot of time I think we Chinese also very...
racist, right?
We cannot criticize the white people. We have our own problems.
So if we
do not take care of this problem, how can we obey the Great Commission? So the Lord prepared Peter's
heart.
Ask him to eat the unclean food.
根据神的感动，一个罗马人啊，当官的Cornelius，撒加拉哥罗里啊，就去找彼得，要彼得去，他扎对他们的战锤威严。
And then afterwards, soon afterwards, the Lord will move a Roman Cornelius to come and ask Peter to go to his house to preach the gospel.
这都没有什么预定的所谓什么宣召计划，都完全没有在打头的，可以预料的、督导的。
All this is happening without any prior planning, but mission strategy and so on. It's just by God's own providence they're happening.
神的主权，神的带领啊。 是很明显的,
but we can see, obviously, the sovereign power of God working on this event.
所以我不是反对什么宣教学啊，大堆的方法，但最主要，我们要问自己，有没有一个顺服的心，尊重神主权的心，这个是最主要。So
I'm not criticizing that we should not have mission strategies and planning and so on, but then the most important thing, do we have this attitude of honoring God's sovereign power? And be obedient to his work.
哈，彼得是个死板板的犹太人，但是有一点我们要学习啊，他是一个对神有真正顺服的心的人。So
Peter, though he might be the most conservative Jewish person, very strict, but he indeed had a heart that he willing to obey God.
最后他看到神的作为。So
finally, he saw the work of God.
他说：“神啊，原来在各个族当中啊，都有神所爱的人。”
Oh, then he declared that, oh Lord, now I realize that in all ethnic groups and all nations that there are people who you want to save you, that who love you.
回到耶路撒冷的时候，在耶路撒冷大会当中啊，主恩牧师啊，长记起的看见，大家都听啊，一句话就没有驳嘴。
So then when he went back to Jerusalem, the senior pastor, the senior guy, he spoke of what he had seen and experienced. No one said a word.
猶太人啊，你们要出去啊，你要遵行大使命。
He said that in essence, to the Jewish people that you need to go out to obey the Great Commission.
你跟着神在那个逼迫啊，那个逼迫的程度啊，提升。
And then the Lord raised up the level of persecution.
然后门徒一批批要出去啊。
And then the persecution for the disciples to each group going out.
然后有些门徒开始啊，在《使徒行传》十一章开始的安提阿的时候，才对那些非犹太人传福音了。等到十四年了，大家记不记得？
14年。14年。 So and then so in chapter 11, then we see that the gospel started to be preached to the non-Jewish people. It's up to 14 years.
然后当时我的门徒称为被基督徒啊。 当时的门徒给称为基督徒。
Oh, so and then it's though in Antioch, in those days, the first time the disciple being called Christian is at the church of Antioch.
我们教会是个大使命教会。
So our church is a great commission church.
我们要对自己本族的人传福音。
No doubt we need to preach the gospel to our own people.
但绝对不是停留在局限在本族的人。
But we should not be confined to just on our own people.
我们以基督的心为心。
We treat the Christ heart as our own heart.
有广大的心来包容其他种族的人。
We need to have broad heart to embrace all ethnic groups.
从他们当中来学习。
And we learn from them.
我保证我们这种态度的时候，神会祝福我们。
I guarantee that when we have this kind of attitude, God will bless us.
神会使用我们。
God will use us.
不要担心你英语啊，破破破烂烂了，彼得的希腊语啊，那是迷迷烂烂。
Don't worry that your English is broken. Peter's Greek is also was broken.
因为一句都不懂的时候，就去托儿所服服侍，跟着小孩学学，你的英语就可以出来了。
Even though you may not speak anything, then serve in the children department, learn from the kids. If you cannot serve with the youth, then start with the kids.
帮助老师,两岁的可不可以?
Can you help the 2 years old?
如果你英语人两岁都不语的时候，等于说你要加油了，明白吧？
But if you can't even speak the 2-year-old English, then it means that you need to work more harder.
神会帮你啊,
the Lord will help you.
神会使用你。
God will use you.
最近我帮助一个非洲来的黑人牧师啊, 在中国啊, 去找20个宣教师啊, 去非洲。
So recently I helped a pastor from Africa to find 20 missionaries from China to go to Africa.
他就说啊，哦，中国的宣教士啊，比较容易适应我们那个西方的非洲的环境啊。他说，
and he said that while the Chinese missionaries that they more easily adapt to our African environment.
因为他们是第三世界出来。
Because they're all from the third world.
我们在第四世界，我们在第四世界人。
So the Chinese also from the third world.
老师说啊。 New York City, 我们这里都是第三世界。
Actually, in fact, I think New York City, most of us are from the third world.
你们除了从非洲来啊, 你们生活好像第三世界一样。
So all most of us were born in the third world country.
还有生活的习惯在这个纽约市里啊。
And in the New York City, many of our lifestyle is remain in third world country.
告诉你啊, 如果神要用你啊, 你不要怕。
But if the Lord gonna use you, don't be afraid.
大家知道神有美意放你在这里。
So the Lord has a good will to help to let you stay in New York City.
我这试试啊，以前啊，我30多年前，有一批啊，在美国中部啊，那白人的宣教士啊，要来到我们教会学习啊，就因为他们要在纽约City啊，才能够经历第三世界的经历啊。
More than 30 years ago, the group of white missionaries, potential missionaries, who came to our church to stay here as interns. The reason, because only coming to New York, the first time they're able to be in contact with people from the third world country.
他们都是很成功的宣教士啊，是我们教会最后派他们出去啊，大家记不记得？
And then do you know that many of them became very successful missionaries, and then some of them were being supported by our church.
其中一个 Randy Polanski 啊，跟 Kathy 啊，是第一个白人宣教士啊，在亚洲啊。 邀请那些香港的人去第三世界做传福音工作，整年是那个白人从美国经过纽约去了香港，才能完成这个事。一大批香港的人做不出来。One
couple is Randy and Kathy Poslansley. They were being they interned in our church. They sent to Hong Kong and they recruit Hong Kong missionaries to go overseas as missionaries. Lord, this kind of doing, many Hong Kong churches, they hadn't been doing.
另外一个, Mark Wilson, 另外一个宣教士,要去讲,来到这里的服事,完全改变他。
Another one person is our missionary, Mark Wilson. He also came here as working as an intern and completely changed.
所以我们这个环境是能够帮助我们完成大使命。
So our environment in New York City is really able to help us to accomplish the Great Commission.
大家不要错过这个。
We should not miss the opportunity and the training that the Lord has given to us. And if the Great Commission is also a blessed commission, then you need to devote yourself, commit yourself to it. So look lightly all the problems, small problems that this kind of environment has given to you. What's a small problem? I give you example.
反正我们有些中国的兄弟姐妹在厨房煮菜，你们有介绍啊？中国的煮菜有些味道的，你有介绍。For
example, that if you the Chinese brother sister cook in the kitchen and they gave out some strange smells, you need to help learn to accept.
还有我们其他的在美国本土的兄弟姐妹对环境方面啊，有就是很用的很干净的。我们中国侨胞啊，你要做的干净一点啊，不要以为我们中国人就这样的。
If some of those who are born here, they more they're very clean. We got the kitchen, the bathroom, and so on. So you from China, don't say that. Oh, in our China, it's the same. Like here, you need to learn to be a little bit more cleaner.
在停车场的时候啊，你不要埋怨了，这个新西兰的啊，为什么这地人不讲英语的？他讲西班牙语跟中文。我们停车的时候啊，有他英语，他听不明白，为什么？
Some even people, some complain that, hey, how come in the parking lot, nobody speak Chinese, they only English and Spanish.
所以其实是小问题。
So, but all these are small problems.
一定要把它解决。
There are always ways to resolve this problem.
我们眼睛就看大视频。
Our eyesight need to be broader.
在真正的生活当中，事情啊，彼此相爱。
So that in real life, they're going to practice love one another.
相信这个教会的模式是正确的。
I truly believe that the model that we are practicing here in this church is the right one.
但我们也不要骄傲说人家其他教会的 model 是错，没有这个错。
But we don't need to say that the other models, other churches that are wrong. No, we're not going to say that.
神有他奇妙的带领，我暂时不要跟人家对比。
The Lord has His own way of leading, and that we don't want to compare our church with other churches.
但是我们现在建立的时候，就忠心要做神要给我们做的事情。
But in this church right here, we need to be faithfully doing what God wants us to do.
神一定会兴旺你们。
The Lord will definitely prosper you.
经历你们的人生啊，这个很奇妙的经历。
And then your life will experience great things, miraculous things.
神帮助你们。
May the Lord bless you, help
对我来说，在过去三十多年，在这个教会的服事，是预备我能够更有果效的。不舍得以后多少年了啊，继续做下去。我为了神放我在这里来跟随。
I praise the Lord for helping, letting me serve in this in church in the last 30 some years, and all the experience helped me to be continue more effective to serve Him, no matter how long He allows me to live.
你好，现在中国大陆。很多中国的侨胞因为爱中国人，他回去，但是他没有办法将一些好像我在这里学习到的经验供应给中国教会，所以中国教会很需要这种经验。
A lot of in China, a lot of devout Christians they serve in China, but very few of them have the kind of experience that I have to be able to share with them.
所以神是想使用这个教会。
So I believe that Lord is using our church.
为了整个神的国度啊 来看的
啊 ，and that we can look at this from the perspective of the God's kingdom.
还有一个更不简单的事情。
And also finally, there are one more very unusual thing.
我们很多的传道人都是我们教会自己的兄弟姐妹出来，我感谢主。
I praise the Lord for many pastors and in our church here. They're all coming out from our church.
从我们教会做会友接受。培训，我们感谢主，成为我们教会的大灵同工。
Then they grew up in the church, they came to Christ, they've been trained, and now they are our pastors.
还有你们能够在你们牧师派出去做宣教下，你们应该为这个事情感谢主。
And then you also be thankful that you're able to send your own pastor out to be a missionary.
耶路撒冷教会派谁出去啊？派巴拉巴跟保罗。
Church of Antioch.
对。
They send Paul and Barnabas.
对对，兄弟啊，谢谢你。这需要他做我翻译，有些时候话讲得太快啊，你看到没有啊？所以现在你们教会啊，先王牧师支持我出去，你们为这个事情感谢。
So you be thankful that your church you're sending out Pastor Wang, sending out me, Pastor Kwan, and you should be thankful for this.
求神继续的给你们高举这个精神。
So may the Lord continue to help you to raise up the spirit. Let's pray.
Our Lord in heaven, we thank you so much for today. God, you remind us and assure us that we are doing the right thing. God, give a humble heart, no arrogant spirit, no prideful spirit, but willingly follow your leading. Whatever we say, we're willing to do. Whatever you lead, we're willing to go. God, send us forth.From near to distant, to fulfill the Great Commission. May you bless this church, and this church be blessed, and every brother be blessed. Because the Great Commission is a commission of blessing.
Amen.
God, you help us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.